Hey guys, it's your boy, Mr. Luke Kevin Brooks. How you doing? Yes, me in a suit. And I mean, I'm telling you guys, you got to live the best of your life. You got to do the best. You got to go after the best. Guys, if you don't know who I am, again, my name is Mr. Luke Brooks, Luke Kevin Brooks. I'm the host of Passive Income Central. And today we're in Jordan. That's right, we're in Jordan. We're just taking it all in, enjoying ourselves. And what I want to talk to you about actually is how to be your better self every day by doing some things here, one big thing. So guys, if you're tuning in, again, give me some likes. I'm opening up the chat box. We're going to talk for some time because typically I do talk, but I want to make sure that all y'all are tracking exactly what we're doing here. I don't want y'all to be afraid to talk to me. Your comments can pop up here if you want them to pop up, and we can actually do face-to-face on here. So the chats are open. I'm looking at my screen over here, and we can get started. So for me, to tell you the truth, how I look at things is this, right? I look at it like this. If we are trying to make ourselves better, we have to address that part. I was listening to Mr. Kevin Samuels, who passed away not too long ago, and he talked about it, right? He talked about how we, as a person, as people, need to be at our best because we do have competitors. We do have people who are out to get your job. But for you, you got to get that job too, right? You got to play that part. You got to get everything going the way you need it to, right? You don't want it to be where you're in a situation where you're not doing the things right. And I got the skinny tie on. They gave me an Eddie Murphy skinny tie from the 1980s, but I like the tie. It's not too bad. You know, I like it. As I digress, what we have to do is this. We need to sit down and be honest with ourselves on exactly what we need and what we're trying to work for in our life. It's very important that we do that. If we don't do that, we're going to see ourselves suffer. Some of you may be suffering now if you didn't have that talk with your parents, with your father in particular, because I'm going after the dudes today here. If you didn't do that, right, in your teens or 20s with your father, you're behind the power curve. You're definitely behind the power curve because you may be in a job that you've been doing for a few years now. You haven't seen a promotion. You've seen people not only get the job that you want, but basically get paid more than you. They're living the dream that you want to have, and you're blaming on other people. I'm not the type of person to blame stuff on people. And that stuff happens, and you know for sure that was out of your control. Okay, roger that. But for, hey, I couldn't dress the best myself. I couldn't come out on my best foot. I'm too fat. I'm this. I'm that. You have all control of that. You have control of doing the things that you need to do to make yourself better. When you don't do that, you're doing a disservice to yourself. Not to do it for a coworker, do it for your boss, but do it for yourself. And I look at it like this. Our time is not infinite. Time is short. You can go one day. My whole question to everyone, what do you want to leave behind? What do you want to leave behind? Do you want to have a legacy, or do you just want to go through everyday life until it's time for you to go? I don't know about you. I don't associate with people who just want to wait and just live their lives day by day and just wait to see what happens. I have to go after it. That's just how I am. I like to go after the things I want, and you should too. Now, does that mean go put yourself in debt? Of course not. I'm not talking about that. What I'm telling you is that you really want to go after the people who are going after those jobs that you want. Pick their brain. Know exactly what they're doing. Now, I know this is a Passive Income Central. And again, this is passive. So we're talking about making money passively, fully, or semi. But the thing is, while you're still working your job and you need to get that money growing, you have to get that income, right? You have to use that income to make money for you. And guys, by the way, if you haven't already, there's a link in the description to my free course. Go ahead, check that out. Don't be afraid to jump on that. And guys, I'm going to do you one better. Go ahead and try out Friend Connector. Friend Connector is out as we talk about right now. There's the link for the month of June. I'm going to have that running in the ticker tape for you. As I proceed forward, I want you to know something. Don't let anyone tell you that you're not able to make things happen for your life. A lot of people will tell you that too. And again, this is what prevents you from being your better self. Being your better self is totally, totally good for you. I'm not sitting there saying you got to go rob a bank or anything like that. But what I am telling you is that you need to actually really focus on the things that you want. You need to get a piece of paper, right? Or notebook. Write down the stuff that you want to have, right? Write down the things that you desire. Now, I'm not going to sit there and say, just pray all over it. I do believe in God, right? And this is not a religious show. I'm not the pastor. I'm not coming over here and doing anything crazy. But I do believe in God. And I believe this. If God gave you two hands, he gave you two legs, right? Gave you a brain with sense. There's no reason for you not to succeed. Now, for the people who don't believe in God or whatever, if you know you can get something in this time and age with the age of information, we have technology, I have a tablet right here. You can get all these things at your fingertips. It's just a matter of you getting off your butt and taking it. Sometimes your dream is going to drive you to a point where no one's going to understand you. When you dress like this, right, you dress to be your better self, it does something to you psychologically. It makes you project exactly where you want to be at. You know, that's why they tell people don't be dressing a certain funny way because people are going to perceive this. But this is going to a point where in your mind, you're telling yourself you know you're worth more than what people put on a piece of paper. And that's true. Working those jobs to help fund your dream is very important. And no one can tell you why you can't do that. You need to take in consideration, too, is that you got to do it to a point where you got to let go of some of the things that made you the way it was. If you're fat, for example. Yeah, I say that. If you're fat. Cut back on the things that, you know, that made you that way. Now, we know you didn't get fat eating ice cream in one night, but if you just been eating junk food in accumulation months, years, it's going to take you a minute to get that weight down. But more importantly, it's going to take you a minute to get that discipline in your head. Again, that word discipline that I always talk about. If you're trying to start a business, you need to look at it to a point where you say, okay, I'm starting a business. I need to know, how do I get people into my fold? How do I get people to buy from it, who wants to know exactly what I do? And say, hey, you know what I need to do? I need to basically learn how to get people to buy my products. I need to let them know who I am, let them know that I'm alive, and that this is my platform. You have to do that, and you have to do that on a continuous basis. Don't let people steer you the wrong way, because at the end of the day, they will do that. Now, guys, I will tell you this. My story is very simple. I grew up in a place called Bessemer City, North Carolina, right? Grew up there. Wasn't much there. But I didn't let that stop me. I was aware of what was going on. I didn't let that stop me. I know that I wanted more than what was in the city. And it took me on that journey. And that journey took me to college and took me from college to the Navy. And I know there's more beyond the Navy. I'm looking out the window now. I'm in Jordan right now. You know, it's a place that where Jesus walked at, right? There's a lot more things that people will lay out to you, but you have to be truthful with yourself. Now, with that being said, with what I just talked about, is that I'm saying you do not put limits on you. Do not let anyone put limits on you, because at the end of the day, when you put limits on yourself, you are just ruining what could be. Too many people out here are ruining themselves because they don't know how to go about with getting the things they want. They'd rather do stupid stuff to slow them down. And they don't dress for the better self. When I dress for my better self, I dress for what I want and what I am. I'm a leader. I'm an entrepreneur. And I know exactly how to do the things I want. For you, it may be different. You may not want to be an entrepreneur. You may want to do something else. You may want to be a cosmetic person. You may want to be a model, whatever it may be, but you don't want anyone to tell you that you're not able to do this, because when you have the platform, when you have a gift, when you are endowed with that gift, you want to make sure that people are following along and joining what you have. Now, guys, where are you going to be at? Where do you want to be at is the question. Do you want to continue to live this life 10, 20, 30 years doing the same thing, being disgruntled, being upset? Or do you want to take that chance in life? Because either way, it's a chance. A chance you can get hit in the head and be stuck with that one source of income. Or it's a chance that you may have a couple of stumbling blocks, but at the end of the day, you're going to win. You're going to succeed. Guys, let me know down in the comments below, where do you want to be at in your life next 5 years? Again, my name is Mr. Luke Evan Brooks. Don't forget to check out the links down below. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold in your hands. Take care now, guys. Be safe.